Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Anxiety and Panic, Your Path to Recovery by Barbara Spalding, is a clinically informed self-help book for readers struggling with anxiety, panic attacks, chronic worry, stress, and related difficulties such as trauma responses. Spalding writes from the perspective of a licensed clinical social worker and anxiety coach with decades of experience, and she also draws on her own reported recovery from panic attacks. The book presents anxiety and panic as conditions that can be understood and changed rather than as fixed defects or lifelong identities. Its purpose is practical rather than academic to help readers identify the patterns that keep fear active, interrupt those patterns, and begin moving towards steadier internal calm. Available in ebook and paperback formats, the book belongs to the anxiety recovery and mental health self-help category. Its central contribution is a hopeful but structured reframing of panic and anxiety as learned responses that can be unwound through consistent practice, guidance, and self-understanding. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, anxiety and panic are framed as learned patterns rather than permanent traits. A central idea in Anxiety and Panic: Your Path to Recovery is that anxiety and panic should not be treated as evidence that a person is broken, weak, or destined to remain fearful. Spalding presents them as patterns of disordered learning, meaning that the mind and body have learned to respond to certain sensations, thoughts, or situations with alarm. This framing matters because it changes the practical question. Instead of asking why the sufferer is unable to be normal, the book encourages readers to ask how the anxiety pattern was built and how it can be interrupted. That shift reduces shame while also preserving personal agency. If panic is a learned loop, then recovery involves relearning, not simply enduring symptoms. The approach is consistent with broad cognitive and behavioral understandings of anxiety, where fear responses become reinforced through avoidance, monitoring, and catastrophic interpretation. Spalding appears to use this concept to make recovery feel realistic without denying the intensity of symptoms. The value of the framework is that it gives readers a non-stigmatizing explanation for their experience and a reason to believe that repeated practice can alter the fear response over time. Secondly, the book combines professional anxiety treatment experience with lived recovery. Spalding positions the book at the intersection of clinical practice and personal experience. Her background as a licensed clinical social worker and anxiety coach gives the material a therapeutic orientation, while her own reported history of panic and long-term freedom from it adds a lived dimension. This combination helps explain the tone of the book. It is not primarily a diagnostic manual, nor is it a purely inspirational account. Instead, it appears to translate therapeutic concepts into language intended for anxious readers who may be overwhelmed, discouraged, or skeptical that change is possible. The lived recovery element is important because panic often convinces people that their symptoms are uniquely dangerous or irreversible. A guide written by someone who claims both professional training and personal recovery can make the path feel more credible. At the same time, the professional background supports a more measured approach than simple reassurance. The book emphasizes recovery through practical steps, rather than sudden insight alone. This dual perspective is one of its distinguishing features within anxiety self-help, where some books are heavily clinical and others rely mainly on personal testimony. Thirdly, recovery is presented as the unwinding of the anxiety loop through repeated practice. The book emphasizes practical steps for interrupting what Spalding describes in related materials as the loop of anxiety. Although available public information does not provide a full clinical protocol, the reported approach is consistent with the idea that anxiety is maintained by a cycle. Bodily sensations trigger fearful interpretation. Fearful interpretation increases arousal, and increased arousal confirms the fear. Recovery, therefore, requires more than intellectual understanding. It requires repeated practice in responding differently to anxious signals. Spalding seems to focus on accessible self-coaching tools, therapeutic strategies, and simple exercises that help readers notice the loop before it escalates. The reasoning behind this emphasis is concrete panic thrives when the sufferer treats anxiety symptoms as emergencies. So changing the response to symptoms weakens the cycle that keeps them active. This approach also explains why the book is likely useful as a companion to therapy or coaching. It gives readers a framework for daily practice, not just a description of anxiety. The strength of this topic is its practical orientation. The reader is encouraged to participate in recovery by learning new responses, rather than waiting passively for anxiety to disappear. Fourthly, reconnecting with calm is treated as a recoverable capacity, not a lost personality. Another notable theme is the idea that the calm part of the self still exists, even when anxiety makes it feel inaccessible. This is an important therapeutic distinction. People with long-standing panic often describe themselves as anxious people, as if fear has replaced their identity. Spalding appears to challenge that interpretation by treating calm as a capacity that can be reactivated through practice, attention, and supportive guidance. Related materials mention pauses, centering, gratitude, and movement from anxiety to calm, suggesting that the book includes simple practices intended to help readers shift out of constant threat monitoring. The value of this theme is that it addresses the emotional consequence of anxiety, not only the symptoms. Panic narrows attention around danger, and chronic worry can make safety feel unfamiliar. Reconnecting with calm, therefore, involves learning to recognize moments of steadiness and allowing them to become more available. This does not mean denying distress or forcing positivity. Rather, the book seems to encourage a gradual rebuilding of trust in the body and mind. In this sense, calm is not presented as a personality trait possessed by others, but as a human capacity that anxiety can obscure. Lastly, the book functions as a self-help guide that can complement therapy or coaching. Anxiety and panic, your path to recovery, is best understood as a practical self-help resource, not as a substitute for individualized clinical care. Spalding has professional credentials and offers coaching and therapy-related services, but the book is directed toward readers seeking guidance they can begin applying on their own. This positioning has both strengths and limits. Its strength is accessibility. Readers who feel isolated by panic can receive a clear, compassionate explanation of what may be happening and what first steps may help. It may also support people already in therapy by giving them language for the anxiety cycle and encouraging consistent practice between sessions. Its limitation is that anxiety, panic, trauma, medication questions, and coexisting conditions can vary widely, so some readers will need more individualized assessment than a book can provide. The available information does not indicate that the book is a detailed medical or pharmacological guide. Instead, it appears to focus on reframing, self-coaching, and recovery-oriented habits. That makes it especially suitable for readers who want a structured, hopeful entry point into anxiety recovery, while remaining open to professional support when symptoms are severe, complex, or persistent. In conclusion, this book is most appropriate for readers who experience panic attacks, chronic anxiety, persistent worry, stress, or trauma-linked fear responses and want a practical recovery-oriented framework. It may also be useful for family members who want a more compassionate understanding of why panic feels so convincing and why reassurance alone often does not resolve it. The practical benefit lies in its reframing of anxiety as a learned loop that can be interrupted, rather than a personal failure or permanent identity. Intellectually, the book helps readers think about anxiety in terms of patterns, reinforcement, attention, and retraining, which can make symptoms feel less mysterious and less shameful. Compared with many anxiety self-help books, its distinctive feature is the pairing of clinical experience with the author's own reported recovery from panic. It appears less focused on technical theory than a professional manual, and less narrowly autobiographical than a memoir. That middle position makes it accessible to readers who want both credibility and plain guidance. It stands out in its category by emphasizing hope without presenting recovery as instant or effortless. The book's likely value is strongest when used as a starting point for daily practice, self-observation, and, when needed, therapy or coaching support. If you would like to support Barbara Spalding, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.